The Columbia Workshop, produced by William N. Robeson. From the west coast of Africa, the Columbia Workshop brings you for the first time the talking and singing drums of the equatorial jungle. From Nigeria, the drums of the Lagos and the Mini. From Sierra Leone, the drums of the Temne. From Liberia, the drums of the Krug. Calabar drums from the Ivory Coast. Dahu drums from the Cameroon. The Columbia Workshop presents Trangaman Fine Ga, a story of the African bush written and directed by John S. Carlisle, production head of the Columbia Network. The drums you are hearing were made by the men who are playing them, made under the blazing African sun from rare woods and specially treated skins. The rhythms are the earliest forms of wireless rituals in the world. The workshop presents for the first time on the air the talking, singing, dancing drums of West Africa in an original radio play.
Hey, your long trek is almost ended, Brett. 2 days more.
You forget I have to go back the same distance with the consignment. How do you think?
That you won't go back? Not at all. You'll return to England. Whether or not with a girl remains to be seen. That'll take some doing.
We must succeed. The British government...
The British government will not override the tribal laws and customs, except to prevent cannibalism or the killing of white men. I've been a trader among these people for 40 years.
Well, my papers of no value.
As far as Freetown they were. Now you're in the back country, so don't get uppity. These people will give you what you want if they like you. But nothing if they don't.
I'll watch you, Hugon.
Right. Over there, I think, the spot we land and take the trail. I'll ask Squawka. Kororo, Mukwan.
Over yonder.
Batra. You hear the fellow, Brett? If you listen carefully, you'll get most of what they say. They almost always put their questions and answers in both their own language and broken English. He said, no far. Over yonder. Not far. Over yonder.
Thanks. It's a strange patwa, but no stranger than the broken French I've heard in Somaliland.
Well, here's the landing. Pete will soon be on the ground again. Watch yourself now getting out of the canoe.
I know.
Step on that root over there, Brett. The ground's a little soft.
I'll follow Oyabu. He always picks the dry spots.
There you are. Yes, only a little way now to the village.
Doesn't look like a village could be near. I see no evidence of habitation.
Don't you hear anything? Well, you're out here a while. Your ears will get sharpened up. Listen.
I hear faint beating.
Uh-huh.
Thought I heard it out in the river a few minutes ago. What is it?
Drums, man. Drums. Drums in Badaloko. Waka. Entele Rabal Rafiki.
Yo. Italianya Ubo. Ayaya Long.
You hear that, Brent? The boy says he heard him a long time ago. I'll find out if he knows what they mean. Good eye, Bo. Nuno para patera. What in the den they do?
Very, very, Abdulin. I hear them drum, very, very. Hear them drum, they talk about you.
You bet I hear the drums talking about. Brett, they have some sick people up there. Sick with very, very. The dance drummers are hard at it, helping with tribal medicine. And the talking drums have told old King Bashabara and all his people about us.
What do they know?
All they've heard about you since you landed at Freetown. And that's most everything you know about yourself.
Amazing.
And all they will have observed about you night and day as we camp up the river. I'll venture that's more than you know about yourself.
What I look like and the way I move about.
Oh, that's easy. They figured that out. They figured out what makes you tick and what sort of work you have inside. Best character analyst I know.
What's my IQ and what is my rating according to the drums, Hugon?
Well, that we'll find out. My 40 years out here haven't taught me the drum language. I get only a very little of it. You have to be born to the drums, either to play them or to understand them.
Yo, my car, Mkroba, Mbo.
What is Kruba? He said something like that was over there.
The Kruba of the King's Guard. Oyibu says they're coming out to meet us.
Will he be friendly?
Oh, yes. This was Doc Watterson's village.
Father of the half-breed girl I've come to get.
And beloved by these Baralokor people. He's buried not far from here, and his heart's in the big drum of the old King's Conco. The drum they use for medicine and for funerals.
Bata loco, Clover, stronger man.
Yeah, they are strong, I know. But good. Patra.
No, good.
Dr. Waterson must have been a fine physician, Hugon.
Oh, he was. But he was a better friend. He loved these people. Helped them with food and diet, mostly. Pills and powders weren't much good.
Oh, I thought these people need European medicine.
Not much of it. Surgery, yes. Waterson was a wizard with a knife and the needle. But when he himself came down with fever, it was native herbs and nursing that brought him back.
What killed him?
Gin. Bad gin. Poisonous gin. Some crooked traders dished the stuff out one time so as to get away with a lot more ivory than they could buy.
And Waterson's wife, what became of her?
The native one?
Yes, I know. The Englishwoman died at sea after she deserted him and left him out here alone. It's the other, I mean.
Well, the native wife was a good woman. Martha. She came from Byrunko's people in the village where the kid is now. Martha died soon after dark of a broken heart. She also had drunk some of the dope gin. But didn't help her any.
Yeah!
Well, here are the Kruba, the god too, as Waka and Oyibo say, will take us to King Chavala.
Jaiwa, come on, quick. Who you?
Ah, Watibera. We friend. You are manga?
Yimba, nigga. Yes. Kumbo, you gone? Where you at?
Where's my wife? Well, she stay at Freetown.
Yibo, Wambi. Yonfo. Fair. You were fine.
You go well, Fano.
Well, thank you, Oyibo. I myself think she's a very fine woman. Vera Ofenor. Beautiful woman.
Where were we? Here. Fine. Which side you go?
Sounds like pig Latin. What's that mean?
Well, listen carefully. It's easy. He says, Usai you they go. He's telling me to say where I'm going. Where go, Madame Pa, Manga?
Kulanje, Kaman Kwen. Where you want?
What we want is to speak with your king, by Shabara.
Well, they're going to buy us.
Yeah, boy, Bambi. Over there, buy cocoa. Buy speak. Where did you go? You go. Going to buy horse.
Come, Waka. And are you able? Come, Brett. We go to buy house. That is the king's house. We have an audience with Dr. Watterson's best friend.
Hope he's got refreshments ready. I could eat a dead goat.
You may have to. But I rather think the buy will give us some well-cooked chicken and cassava pudding. Walk in front of the guards, Brett. They'll point the way with their spears.
Manu, Mana, Bashabra, I go Waka. I see them people. Now, friend, they want it.
You gone. You friend. Now, the white man friend? Drum say you go, Marampa. See Barunko.
Yes, bye. White man's name, Brett.
Brett, English Potapara. Stronger man?
Very big man. Very good man, bye. Friend of family Waterson.
No friend, English what?
No, no. He's not a friend of Waterson's English wife.
Good, good. Friend, what is it? Where you go?
We go to Marampa.
See fine girl. What is it?
Yes. See fine girl and get fine girl of Waterson and bring her back.
You met Flava Barunko?
Yes. Will you help?
Fine girl tower. Which way to go?
If you help, she go to England.
Fine girl go with Trangamango.
I know she must go with strong man. Brett, he very strong man.
Stronger? Stronger? The way to go. We go see. Tomorrow, we go Marampa. You tap your tune. Sangaman, Sangaman. Panga, Panga.
Good Lord, Hugon, what is going on? I get only a little of this patois. Understand I'm supposed to be a strong man and all that. But will he help?
He will. We stop here tonight and go to Marampa tomorrow. It's not a long trek.
Yo, yes. You tap your tune. Tomorrow, we go Marampa. Where you go? Hugon?
Where we go now? We day go eat, if it's all the same to you. Can we have food in the krell and watch the dances?
You don't go eat in the krell. You call them bread, you go see dance. Big jabawa. Baba, big drum. Cook food. White man see jabawa. Kruba, I don't make you go. We don't go eat and dance.
What dance by Shavala?
Red dance. A football dance. Good, good.
astonishing rhythm you've got. It seems to get right into you. I'm sure every muscle in my body is slightly moving now. What a spell they cast.
We are none of us far removed from our tam-tam days, Brett. More than that, this complicated rhythm with its hypnotic repetitions is elemental for us as much as for the Africans.
I was just thinking, we call this primitive, in a good sense it is. But it's not childish or crude or coarse. It's fundamental, or as you say, elemental, yet highly developed in its kind.
Well, let's sit here.
I do.
Our chicken foo-foo and glasses will come soon. While we wait and while we eat, we'll enjoy the theater in its earliest form.
I suppose the play was born in such a village as this.
Oh, undoubtedly. The dancers are dramatized narratives when one performer acts. A second one comes on the scene and adds his part. Then we have dialogue, spoken or sung, dramatic action and impersonation. Yes, Brett. Right here in front of us is the beginning of music, the dance, and the theater.
Is this the slave dance?
Yeah. It's an old story of terrible days along the West Coast. Now it's a dance. The soft iron bells the girls are wearing sound like chains.
The girls are wonderful, erect. The expression is sweet and changeless. It's a strange grace and beauty they have.
Now they don't need a smile and grin to win favor. Every step and movement they make has great meaning. Now watch their feet now, Brett. See, there's one foot following the second drum, you notice? Another one, the fourth drum. Look now. Each arm and shoulder follows a separate part of the rhythm, you notice?
How marvelously they break from one rhythm to another. Isn't that this big muscular fellow one of the boys who came out to meet us?
Yes, that's Manga Gamba, a very famous dancer. This is the Popo, or excitement dance.
How long does this keep up?
Oh, throughout much of the night. Come on, let's go away to our canto. We may not get much sleep, but we can rest. There's a big day ahead. Come on.
You know, I have a strange feeling that something awful is about to happen. If we were back at Freetown, I'm sure I'd chuck up this whole business. Oh, why couldn't Watterson's daughter be an English girl at Brighton or St. Ives?
You say she's sole heir to the Watterson family properties?
No other near relative. The sisters and had known of this half native girl, the estate would have been divided among 20 or more distant relatives.
What will she do with it if she does go to England?
I can't imagine. 300 acres in Stafford can't possibly mean as much to her as a little land her hut and breadfruit trees are out here. But the sisters say, bring her back. And the government says, carry on. And British law is British law, you know.
You want to give it up and get lost in the Congo or along the Gold Coast?
Not really. You know, I'm afraid I've sounded you like an awful blighter. But I'm not so nobly concerned at this moment with the affairs of this fine girl of Batamarumpa. Because I'm in a funk. Uncomfortable about what this thing may do to me. For the first time in my life, I think I'm a bit psychic. Something damn serious is going to happen, Hugon.
Come. You need a rest. As Bai says, we tapia tonet. Tomorrow we go see. We have palmy, if not downy, couches. Come on, let's go to bed. We may not sleep much, but we need to be on our back.
Right, Hal. Lead on. I can do with a few hours. Probably feel much better in the morning.
You?
Oh, a little morning stiff. No more.
Which way do we travel? Boys, I imagine you're asking this opera of English. What way we dey go?
Good, good. You're catching on to it. We go east, 2 hours journey to Marampa.
I suppose they know we're arriving.
They already know and will keep a check on us every few minutes on our way. You hear the drums?
Say so. Been going like that for a half hour.
Ah, well. Here comes our band of Kruva. Well, here they are. Let's be off. Here is Vi. The bit is a safe journey.
The way you go. Good, Yuga. Maronko Bada Marampa. Drangaman. You beat Drangaman. Fred beat Drangaman. Where we going to go bring Panga Black? I don't know.
Thank you and goodbye, Shabada. Come on, Brett. Let's follow along. You go ahead behind Manga. I'll be on your heels. Why don't you ask Oibu? Try him in broken English. I see you have some notes there. Take it slow.
I'll have to. Oibu, what Dina then they do?
What did they do? They drum the yari there. Na betu bus for drum. Na bikru ma dance. Crew my people. Crew man dance. Ah, good, good.
As a challenge dance to the other dancers, Brett. Sounds like a festival. We'll go directly to the crowd, I think. The king, he'll be there. We won't have to tell him much he doesn't know already. You watch his face. Listen to his voice. He's a lion, but one who rarely tears when he strikes.
Lemde, why man friend? What has in friend?
He's asking.
Who are now with friend from Baloko, stronger man?
He's asking who every one of us is.
That's right. And the guard says we're friends. Listen.
Who are one from Baloko, stronger man?
Wabuadejo, stronger man, waka, he crew. Stronger man, oh, he boot, he bataloko.
Ha ha, good, good. Order.
Oda.
Who that say Oda did when Mr. Oda now here?
I spoke. So sorry.
You, Brett?
Yes, bye.
What did make you come here?
What's he asking me?
What makes you come here? Your mission now. Your reason for this journey. Why are you here?
Friend of Watterson's by. Friend of Watterson's daughter. Watterson's family leave much land. Many houses.
Who's that guy there?
Tell him where the land is.
In England, by.
Ah. Dana, far will you. Bad. Danger. How far that day?
How far is it?
Many miles over land and sea, by.
Huh. I will. Watterson girl. Fine, fine girl. Fine, fine Jabawai. Fine, fine dancer.
She is the finest and most beautiful dancer by. And we are proud because you have had her trained to be a credit to you and her father. May she not go to England for big reward?
Africa, Biko.
But England is her father's country. House where her father was born.
Taiwo, mommy, Africa, not your country. Taiwo, daddy, Africa, not your country. Now the girl will make Ghana, yeah.
What's that last about Taiwo?
He says the girl, Taiwo, is his favorite dancer. I'll speak to him.
Bai, you are wise. Wise. What do you say to us?
What Bai say by you? Bai tell drum. Drum tell me. Blood. Bai. After I pull it, I'll be blood with the blood. I tell you, pass everything in the blood. Then I'm like, I'm in this middle, and I'm like, I'll be real for me, but you hear me now? Drum tell me, Lord, me tell you. That will marry stronger man, that will go. That will not marry stronger man, that will stop here.
Did you understand that?
Partly.
Bai says it's the law. If Taiwo marry a strong man, she may go with him. If no strong man marries her, she stops here with the Temenate.
Stronger man, that will go. No stronger man, that will stop.
That means you must marry her according to the tribal custom in order to take her out.
But, old boy, I can't do that.
Then you go back alone. Now, don't be a fool. The British government will not make such a marriage binding on you.
I suppose I'll have to chance it, then.
Bai, Watterson's friend is a strong man and wishes to marry Taiwo by your law.
Stronger man? Who said?
He is indeed a strong man. I say so.
I don't cannot believe what you say. Why is the friend on the top? The top way we go talk now, yeah? I ain't gonna make we no say he's a stronger man.
Bai says he'll not take my word for it. Ordinarily, he would. But he's fond of this girl. He says you must prove, not by words, but by action, you're a brave man.
How will I do that?
Bai, how will my friend tell you he is strong and brave?
Fred wants to tie with Jack now, yeah? Fred will take on me, Lapa. It's up there, then plug him. Now, do bad for wife, I know.
He says you watch Taiwo dance. If you want her for your wife, you must undergo the flagger.
What's that?
Peel off your shirt, step into the center of the ring, and hold your hands together as far as you can stretch them over your head.
Then what?
Then the guard will give you 5 lashes with a long whip. It'll cut deep into your back and sides. If you don't cry out, they'll cheer you. If you can go through with it, they'll call you a member of their tribe. A Trunga man.
Trunga man. It's a mad thing, Hugon. Just as I told you last night, something terrible is at hand. But I'll see it through.
He says it's bad for a white man, but I've taken it. I think you can stand it. Be brave. Bite your lips, but don't cry out.
Tell him I'm ready.
Bai, Watterson's friend is ready for the trial.
You hear the drum?
Yes, I hear them.
Stronger, stronger drum. Double Taiwo.
Double Taiwo.
Here comes the girl, Taiwo, Brett.
Well, what's that, Vera? Rakona, Rumpa, England.
You gone. She said England. What else did she say? She's beautiful. That rhythm is intoxicating. Am I going mad?
Hold on to yourself, Brett. She learned English from her father, remember? She probably knows everything we've said and are about to say. Agree, she's lovely. Watch her. She's going into a dance. Remember now, when you're ready, dash for the center of the crowd, hands in the air. And may all the gods, black and white, be with you.
man. You stronger man. Now you fine girl down, Wendy.
Fred, are you all right?
I am, Hugo. He gave me something very potent to drink now.
Yes, I know. Palm wine and herbs. Well, will you go on with it? The marriage dance has begun.
The worst is over, Hugon. Oh, they were awful, those last two lashes on my open back. Is the stuff all right they poured over me?
Yes, it's the only remedy I know. You'll be pretty well tomorrow. A little sore, a few scars.
Now, I suppose the program is married, then back to Freetown and England.
Then the annulment of the marriage and back to the solicitors.
Solicitors? Annulment? Oh, yes, I had forgotten.
You don't mean to say the annulment and the solicitors are becoming less important to your plans?
I don't mean to say anything now. Because I'm a little sick and in a strange state of mind. Where's Tywo?
Here. Boy. We are now for sons. For marriage land. Eo. Stronger man.
Eo. Fine guy.
You have just heard the Columbia Workshops presentation of Trangaman Fine Gar, in which a group of West African natives performed on their talking drums for the first time on the air. Trangaman Fine Gar was written by John Carlisle, production head of the Columbia Network, who also directed the broadcast. The Columbia Workshop asks again for your valued reactions to tonight's play. You kindly address your comments, criticisms, or suggestions to the Columbia Workshop, care of the Columbia Network, New York City. Next week, the Columbia Workshop will present an experiment in surrealism. This philosophy of super-reality, which has amused and excited and outraged artists and art lovers for nearly a decade, will next week be presented for the first time in dramatization on the radio. You are urgently invited to listen to this highly controversial experiment next week at the same time. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.